Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Monday Night Live call. We are here on the phone line, but we are also going to be on Facebook Live in a few. And you can go to the Telly's M Car Facebook page, where we are always on the live feed. And we just have a wonderful time. You know, our topic this past week has been distractions. Be gone. So we can think of, I'm sure, quite a few things throughout just this Monday where we've been distracted. And just, you know, we may want to share how we handle that, how this topic has helped us to really get a handle on and get a grip on the things that we are distracted by, how have we fixed our focus? And once we fixed it, how do we keep it in a place where God can continue to get the glory out of our lives? But more importantly, how are we helping others along the way? Because we get fixated on, we say focus, we get focused on ourselves and what we have going on right in front of us. But how do we divert that to being able to help someone else, to withstand the distractions that, you know, may come about in their life? So, again, those are just some of the things that we've talked about. And as we continue to grow and learn tonight, again, our topic is distractions be gone. And at this time, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Telius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Latanya.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, yourself?
I am doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
So we've been talking about some distractions this whole weekend. We've all encountered those little critters, those distractions. And we got to overcome this stuff now. We got some things we have to conquer, some directions that we got to stay right face dead. We got to set our face towards the mark of God, towards his calling. Okay? So with that being said, Ms. Latanya, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful, man. So you done took a little hiatus. You should be refreshed. You done drunk your Gatorade and all that?
Man, I got a chance to get some good rest.
There you go. So, yeah. Mr. DJ, I know you chimed in. You look called in this week. What you got to say real quickly about some distractions? What you got?
You know, one thing that I've come to realize and reflected on is that distractions occur basically when we turn ourselves up and turn God down. I mean, when we take our eyes off of him and focus on our self-gratification, self-everything, myself get in the way, that's all. If you lead back to the root of basically all the distractions, it's something pertaining to us directly. So what we need to do is, you know, keep walking in Christ and live our lives for Christ. You know, but when we put ourselves in the mix, self-gratification, something that's satisfying the flesh, something that we may have wanted to do or appealing to, quote-unquote, us. You know, those are the things, the distractions. When we take our eyes off of him, those are distractions. When Christ called for Peter to come out the boat, you know, and to walk on water, everything's fine until he took his eyes off of him. So like I said, you know, when you're worried about whether or not you're going to drown, is the water too high, is it wet, is water cold, is too hot, that's when we start sinking. As long as we keep our eyes on Christ, we can walk on over there to him. So that's what my synopsis was, you know, that we have to keep our eyes on him and stay focused on what we're supposed to do.
All right. Distractions, be gone, all right?
Yes, sir.
Distractions be gone. I like that, Mr. DJ. So with that being said, let us go ahead and open up with prayer, Ms. Latanya, and we're going to get started on the call. So please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on this evening to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for just allowing us all to come here and dwell in fellowship, dear God, just to be in your presence, dear Father. We thank you for another opportunity just to continue to grow in you and also grow in your word. We ask that at this hour you would just help us to be focused on what you place in front of us, dear God, and help us to to be open so that we can receive the message that you have for us, dear God, and continue to go forward in the manner that gives you all the glory. Dear Father, we thank you for this platform, the way that you continue to allow us to share in your word, to grow together, dear God, and we thank you for our leader. We ask that you would just continue to strengthen him and just help us all to continue to go forward in righteousness. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 All right, y'all. So y'all ready? So I'm going to go
Yes, sir.
Go on right quick. Starting live. Let me know if y'all see me.
Yes, sir.
Y'all see?
Okay, it was there. Okay. Are you back?
Huh?
Right. I see you.
There we go. All right, how you doing, Miss Tiana, Miss Latonya, Miss Collins? How are you, Miss Frankie, Miss Kenyatta? You know I got to give a shout-out to everybody, Mr. DJ. Bear with me, Miss LaKeedra, and, you know, Miss Swan.
Yes,
but we get started. Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw. Oh, they say Monday Night Raw. We're going in. How you doing, Miss Jennifer? And Miss Juanita? Miss Jocelyn? Gonna get it in tonight, y'all. We talking about distractions, okay? Miss Faith, how are you? Miss Jennifer, I was gonna bring you on the phone tonight. I know you got a whole bunch to say about this topic now. How you doing, Miss Arlene? So,
y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
DJ, I know Mr. DJ ready. Let's see what mine. There we go. All right. So, y'all, let's go ahead and get started. We're talking about distractions, and distractions be gone. And we need to not only get rid of some distractions, we need to expose some distractions because we have them. And sometimes we don't know what they are.
Hmm. Amen. Okay?
We can't get rid of something that we can't recognize. That's hard to do. Okay. What's going on, E40? So, y'all, we're talking about distractions, okay? So let's get to that first email question. Miss Latonya, what we got?
All right. The first question I have here is, now that I have a newborn baby, I have become very distracted and more focused on being a mother. How can I maintain balance and spend more quiet time with God without neglecting my son?
Mr. DJ, what you got to say about that one?
Well, that newborn baby, it's a blessing from God, and it's not a distraction from God. That's a blessing, and it should go hand in hand in motherhood. You need to basically be closer to God as a mother so that you can also introduce that child and raise that baby and teach that baby the correct ways.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Mr. Jay. Y'all, let me repeat this question. I want everybody to hear it and get it good. The question says, now that I have a newborn baby, I have become very distracted and more focused on being a mother. How can I maintain a balance and spend more time or more quiet time with God without neglecting my son? The way that you raise your son, your newborn baby, is all about God. How can that ever be a distraction?
Hmm.
Ain't that something? We should honor God in everything that we do. See, to
there
whom
you go.
Much is required, right, Mr. DJ? To whom much is given, much is required.
Don't ever
say that the other individual or something else is the distraction. That's not the distraction. The responsibility, the onus is on the person who has the responsibility, who's saddled with the responsibility. The baby is not the distraction. Mama, you can be the distraction. But see, here's the thing. People, objects, things are never distractions when we actually use them the way that God wants us to use them.
Amen.
In other words, your job is not a distraction, Mr. DJ, if you're honoring God through how you work.
That's right.
Right? So this baby is not a distraction, and please don't ever think that the baby is a distraction. The baby is innocent. Now, mom and daddy might not be innocent, but the baby innocent. So the baby is not the distraction. You follow me?
Yes.
Everybody amen. Follow?
Okay. So when we say a proper balance, the proper balance is going all in with God. In other words, be the best mother that you can be so that that child can see God through you. How about that?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right. I like it. How you doing, Miss Tamika? Miss Sharon, how are you? Miss Cabrini, there you go, Miss Lana. And Miss Lana, I haven't seen Miss Lana in a while. Okay. Miss, oh, is that Miss Devontae? Miss Katina, how are you? Miss Karen? Okay. Miss Jennifer said it best. Miss Jennifer said that a baby is a blessing. Your children are never distractions. So the child is not the distraction. It's the one who holds the responsibility. How you doing, Miss Cheryl? Miss Cheryl Lee, my bad. All right, let's get to the next question. Miss Sharon had a question. She received a question. You want to read that one, Miss Latonya?
Yes, sir. Is there such thing as a good distraction?
Is there such thing as a good distraction? I love that question. What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
I'll say yes, there is.
Okay.
I just asked myself that question before she asked it. So I'm going to say yes. If you're doing something negative, there is such a thing as a good distraction to distract you, to persuade or refrain from doing that negative thing.
Come on.
So if you belong to God and you're around people who are not of God, there's some distractions to keep you rooted, to keep you, to bring you back, so to speak. So, yes,
and
that
I,
can be.
Mr. DJ, let me say it this way. Y'all, let me translate what my brother is telling y'all. How you doing, Ms. Dominique? Let me translate. How you doing, Ms. Tammy, what my brother is saying. Is there such thing as a good distraction? What he's saying is, remember the Bible said, for every temptation, God gives a way out. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
This is what Mr. DJ is saying. You know when you're about to get down and dirty and do something wrong and that phone goes, bring, bring. What's that going on? And you'd be like, golly, why my mama always calling me when I'm about to?
Yes, indeed.
What's going on? Say that one of the truth, huh? Don't act like y'all ain't never do that. Like you was about to do something wrong, and that phone was ding, 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 and you'd be like trying to put the phone under the pillow. You can't do this. Huh? Oh, y'all want to act brand new on the phone. Cool. Y'all don't have to say it. Been that, done that, right?
Yes,
sir.
So there is a such thing as a good distraction, but let me translate it. We wouldn't call it a distraction. God is just giving us an escape route through temptation. That's all he's doing.
Okay.
Right? All right, that's it. It's the same thing, though. So there is a such thing as a good distraction, just different wording. All right? All right. What'd you say, Miss Jennifer? Miss Jennifer said you were able to bear that bear the fruit. Some women cannot. That's a blessing, talking about the baby. All right. How you doing, Miss Tawana? Okay. Miss Jocelyn, what you said? Okay. So happens when your spouse is a distraction. What if the spouse wants to keep negative spirits in the household? Good question. We're going to get to that one. How you doing, Miss Courtney? We're going to get to your question, Miss Jocelyn. Just stay right there 1 second. Okay. Miss Latonya, you had another question first. Let's get to that one real quickly so we can do these in order.
Yes, sir. So,
I'm sorry.
Okay, Miss Sienna.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Sienna has a question, and the question states, since accepting God in my life, old girlfriends have been calling, wanting to see how I'm doing, and friends have been showing up with money-making hustles that can make me a lot of money. How do I be in the world and not of the world with all these distractions?
Mr. DJ, you're getting all these opportunities. Opportunities. How can you remain focused on God when old girlfriends call it?
First thing you have to remember, everything glitter ain't gold. There's several ways of making money quick. You said the key word, hustle. There are certain things that you can do for quick money, but that doesn't make it godly nor make it correct. You have to keep your eyes on God and surround yourself around godly people and in a positive environment. I'm not saying be quote unquote better than anybody, but I've always said this. If you're getting, if you're a recovering alcoholic, don't go back to the bar. You can't call them friends and check on them and see how they're doing. You got to get as far away from that as you can.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if they're calling you. You don't have to answer. You know,
that's
your
right.
Old girlfriends, they're fine if they're a positive influence. If they're going to lead you down a path of iniquity and things that make you go back to backsliding and doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing, then you don't have to answer that phone. You talk to them from a distance. Every now and then, you know, every now and then, you got to leave that alone. Christ told his disciples, you tell them people bye later. You know, we got to go. Come on. You got a mission to do now. You know, so let that'll work itself out. If you really answering God's calling and headed towards him and his righteousness path, then don't even worry about that. Let them be. They can call, but you don't have to answer.
Okay, y'all, look, the question says, since accepting God in my life, old girlfriends have been calling and wanting to see how I'm doing. And my boys have been reaching out with some money-making hustles, making it hard to pass up. How do I be in the world and not of the world with all these distractions? So check this out. You call it a distraction. Can I add on to that, Mr. DJ? Y'all, listen to this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you saw a naked woman or a naked man, if you're a woman and you saw a naked man who looks like an Adonis, right? Men, if you saw a naked woman who looks like J-Lo or whatever you like, is that a distraction?
If you allow it to be.
Huh.
Okay. But let's answer it from the world's perspective. They would say, yes, that's a distraction, right?
Yes.
Right? That's fair to say?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, how you doing, Ms. Whit? Who is that? Ms. Clayton, how are you? Okay. So if you saw a naked individual of the opposite sex and it was very attractive, you would say that's an distraction. Cool. Check this out. Was Adam a distraction to Eve because he was naked, and was Eve a distraction to Adam because she was naked?
Hmm.
Oh,
speaking as a man, I would say yes.
Neither one of them was distracted to each other because they didn't even know that they was naked.
There you go.
Let me go back a little further. See, two babies, they can be brother and sister, sister and brother, cousins or whatever, can be in the same tub at the same time at a young age. What happens when they get, oh, now it's a distraction. Now it's, I don't
right.
do that. See, what happens is, watch this, things become a distraction when we start manipulating them with our own thoughts. Uh-oh.
All right.
Come on, y'all, watch this. Nakedness is not a distraction when it's in God.
Hmm. Yeah.
Nakedness is a distraction when we put all our tangible temptations attached to it. When we conceive those things and we birth those things and be like, what I can do with that other individual when they naked. See, now it becomes a distraction because our focus is no longer on the things of God. It becomes on what we desire, our lust. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Amen.
Things come by way of us ciphering or ciphering through whatever we're ciphering through. And we start to attach our own lust to it. And we put it in the category that God didn't intend for it to be in. Money is not a distraction. The love of money is a distraction. In other words, money is necessary to those who know how to use it. The distraction is for those who don't know how to use money, they start to chase it.
When
you chase something, that means you love it. Because you'll go wherever you go to go get it. See, that's a distraction. See, in other words, what I'm trying to tell you, a distraction, or it becomes a distraction. Watch this. Ooh, can I tell y'all something? Ooh, somebody might get mad at me. Let me throw a question out there to this one. Is your Bible a distraction? That's a question for everybody. Is your Bible? Oh, yeah, Mr. DJ, you know your brother got to come with it. Is your Bible a distraction? Let's get to the business at hand. Huh?
Is your Bible a distraction? Now, I'm about to get some holy answers. I'm about to get some holy thou answers. I'm about to get people that's not going to see nothing at all. I'm about to get some spiritually correct answers. Is your Bible a distraction? What you got, Mr. DJ? Because there ain't nobody answering that. I don't want to know if it can be or can't be. Is it a distraction? Yes or no?
I will say the Bible is a distraction.
Mm.
Now, how you use it is different, but yes, I will say it is a distraction.
Right. Now, he's right. But watch this. Tell me the other part. Tell me the no part. Tell me the no part, Mr. DJ, that the Bible is not a distraction.
The Bible can be utilized as a resource and a tool. You're supposed to utilize it to study. You know, once you hear the word, you need to go back and study. That's what
y'all
the no part is.
Y'all about to love this, y'all. The Bible can be, Ms. Tiana said it, but I didn't want to go there. It can be a distraction for those who use it for opportunity that's not in God. In other words, we use it to get ahead. We don't view God as a lifestyle. We view God as an opportunity. So therefore, people's Bibles become a distraction. In other words, as long as they go to church, I'm a Marian. As long as I say the words that's in this, I'm good. But see, the thing is, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to be it. What's going on, Dexter? That's my partner, Dexter, on the line. See, the thing about it is, Dexter don't do barbering. He don't just cut hair. He becomes a barber. He literally lives this thing. See, it's one thing to do something. It's one thing to do being a wife. It's another thing to be a wife. Y'all follow me? Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Y'all follow
me? So what you saying? It's one
it can
thing
become
to
a distraction because more people are enamored by the law and what the law says as opposed to what the law is to be. Remember, the scribes and your Sadducees actually was about to stone a woman to death. And they said the law, they're talking about the Bible, they said the law of Moses said if somebody commits adultery. But it's funny how they only brought the woman and not the man. Look at the distraction. They wanted to throw the Bible at God. They told Jesus, Look at what my Bible says. But they didn't understand. They was doing the Bible, and he was being the Bible. See, it's one thing to do something. It's another thing to be something. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, Mr. DJ, it gets good. It gets good, Mr. DJ. Hmm?
Yes, sir.
It's one thing to do something. It's one thing for people to do something for you, and people who are not close to God, they can be distracted by what people do. Why do you think the Bible says when you do it in private? Because God is not distracted by what you do. God is concerned about who you are and what you have become. What are you? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Because anybody can read this. Anybody can follow this rules. But can you be this? Because when you become this, I don't need this because it's hidden in my heart. Uh-oh. Woo! Why do you think some people won't stand on their Bible? Because, see, the Bible is a distraction because they don't know how to use their Bible. In other words, oh, my Bible means everything. People go to court and put their hand on the Bible and lie. Because
amen.
Since the court said, in God we trust, but they won't even hold Donald Trump to something. I thought we trusted in God, so why are you treating people wrong? See how it's a distraction? Huh?
Mm.
But see, when you can get beyond this, and when you can actually live this and become this, there's no longer a distraction because I know how to use the Bible. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Mm.
I know some people are offended by that because they didn't want to hear that truth. Okay? It's one thing to do something. It's another thing to be something. How many people out there you have dated somebody and they did the right things, but they can never be your husband? How many people out there dated somebody and they did the right things, but they can never be your wife? See, it's a difference. Oh, Lord, they don't want to hear me. We're talking about distractions, right? And we're saying distractions, poof, be gone, right? Now, watch what I'm saying. Remember in the Bible, God said, Mr. DJ, they're going to say in the last days, God, I cast out demons. Look at what they said they did. I cast out demons in your name. I spoke in tongues. I healed the sick. I did all these things, but God said, depart from me. I never knew you. In other words, God is not distracted by what we do. Who are you?
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Ooh, it gets good. I didn't forget about you, Miss Jocelyn. You thought I forgot about you? Mr. DJ, let's get to Miss Jocelyn. We ain't forget about him.
Okay.
Let's get to Miss Jocelyn right quick. Miss Latonya, let's get to Miss Jocelyn's question. It was right after Miss Tiana's question at the top. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You got it? Miss Jocelyn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what you got?
Okay. So her question is, what happens when your spouse is a distraction? What if the spouse wants to keep a negative spirit in the house?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, Miss Jocelyn. That's a good question. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all share this on your page, too. If you're calling in, make sure you share this because we want to get the word out, right? Cool. So the question says, say it again, Miss Latonya.
Her question is, what happens when your
mm-hmm.
spouse is a distraction? What if the spouse wants to keep a negative spirit in the house?
Ooh, Mr. DJ, what happens when your spouse is a distraction because they want to keep a negative spirit in the house?
Well, me personally, you need to rebuke that spirit. If that's your spouse and you are supposed to be together because of God and in God, then you
uh-huh.
got to pull that spouse aside and say, check yourself. Look here. This is not of God. Why are we doing this or why are we going this way? You know, we both of us joined as one to be better for him. So if you're trying to get off the path, I'm not going to let you get off the path. I need to show you this, that, and the other so that we can stay on the path together.
Okay. What happens?
If that spouse is your spouse in God, you know.
Okay. What happens when your spouse is a distraction? Can we stop at that point? If your spouse is a distraction, we need to remedy some things stiff-sniff, right? Because you and your spouse become one, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Anything
that's right.
blocks your destiny, your purpose, if anything, even if you, why you, the Bible tells us to crucify ourselves. So you know if he'll tell you to crucify you, you know he'll tell you to crucify
yeah.
something else. Oh, y'all didn't hit me though.
hmm.
Your spouse is a distraction and preventing you from reaching, reaching, hitting the mark. You might need to reconsider some things. Don't look at longevity because longevity can be a distraction. Don't look at that's my baby daddy because that can be a distraction. I don't think you hit me because, see, Lucifer was God's cherub. He covered God, and God didn't let titles distract him from dismissing Lucifer. Oh.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord, somebody might get mad at me. I'm glad I'm on this internet live thing and y'all can't throw stones because some people don't like to hear the truth.
Yes, sir.
What you got, Mr. DJ?
Is correct me if I'm wrong, but you said the word spouse. And
that's right.
That means, especially as a man, you're responsible for each other. In terms So if your spouse is out of order, that means you out of order, too. If your spouse is a distraction, you got to get right. You got to get your spouse back together because you're responsible, too.
Now, Miss Jennifer said, hold on. Mr. DJ, what you just said, look what Miss Jennifer said. Miss Jennifer said, was your spouse a distraction before you married him?
Right.
Now, hold on. To the defense of the question, listen to what I'm saying. Y'all, we wasn't a distraction when we first got in God, right? We was holy, ghost, filled, and saved.
Huh. Right.
So that don't mean that the spouse was a distraction then. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, what happens is, see, what they say, birds of a feather flock together. Do not be deceived because bad company corrupts good manners. In other words, your spouse can become a distraction when they are around distractions. And this is why women, you say it all the time. When you tell your husband, you say, babe, all my friends are married. See, you staying there for a reason because, in other words, they are married and they faithful. You don't have nothing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
But let me go a little further. I'm sorry. I ain't speak to everybody. How you doing, Ms. Alicia? But see, when we go a little further than that, just because you are married and you're going out with married folk don't mean that you're not easily distracted. Because, see, the thing is, your first marriage is to God. So if you can't be faithful to him, how can you be faithful to somebody else in the natural?
Amen.
It's only a matter of time before your eyes see something that is tangibly good. Right? How you doing, Miss Gwen? How you doing, Miss Shanda? How you doing, Miss Virginia? Miss Dent, Miss Faye, how y'all doing? Miss Monique, had to Miss Kosher, I had to get back to y'all. Miss Stephanie, Miss Dawn, Miss Tisha, y'all follow me? Okay, it's
yes,
very important. Shiren threw out a question too, Miss Latanya. Look at Miss Shiren's question.
Yes, sir. She asked. So Miss Shiren's question is, Mr. Carr, can you expound more on what it means to win the fight but lose the battle?
Ooh, Mr. DJ, that's good. I'm glad you said that, Ms. Shira.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you said that. Mr. DJ, I'm gonna give you 20 seconds. Now, y'all listen and listen closely. I'm going to give him 20 seconds. Now, watch what he do in 20 seconds. What about that?
Okay.
Winning the fight but losing the battle. What you got? Because we're talking about distraction. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Winning the fight is when you take the liberty of getting revenge on someone
mm-hmm.
that has done you wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you lost the battle because you didn't let God handle it.
Oh.
So you may have, you know, did it your way, and that's a temporary fix, but you lost the battle.
Y'all heard my brother say? Let me say this again. Did y'all share this? What's going on, Jerry? That's my brother from another mother. Okay. Yeah, what's going on, man? I'm going to try and get down there to the football stuff. Y'all, distractions, be gone. What about this thing when you win the fight but you lose the battle? Y'all don't see that as a distraction? Woo, Mr.
Yeah.
DJ just hit on it. Don't y'all know that you can win a fight but you still lose the battle because the whole fight was a distraction in the first place?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes,
let me make this plain and simple for everybody here. Distractions be gone. Women, have you ever was about to go somewhere and your man picked a fight with you to distract you from going out? Okay, women. Let me talk to the women. I'm not putting the fellas under the bus, but I got to say this. Women, how you doing, Ms. Montali? Have you ever, come on now, I'm going to speak the truth. You know I'm going to speak the truth. Have you ever, you wanted to spend some time with your man, but your man had other plans, but he never told you he had other plans? And so what he did was he started to pick a fight so that you can lose the battle? See, the whole premise was for you to spend time with him. He didn't want to spend time with you, and he couldn't tell you he didn't want to spend time with you, so he picked a fight with you and said, you know what? I'm going to my mama's house. I can't be around this. See, oh, Lord. Mr. D,
yes, sir.
That's right. Okay.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't catch it. Huh? How you doing, Ms. Naya? Don't be saying that's the only thing you're saying yep to, Ms. Naya. Say yep to everything else. Now, there ain't no truth in it. People saying, yeah, they slayed. Huh?
Mm. Yeah.
They talking about, yeah, because I told them just last night. No, don't do that. Mr. DJ, but you see what I'm saying? How you doing, Ms. Darlene?
Yes,
so, don't be easily distracted because, see, just because you win the fight, you still have lost the battle because the whole fight was a distraction. Now, good deal. Now that I got everybody's attention, how you doing, Ms. Darlene and Ms. Wendy?
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to work? All right, inbox me later, Ms. Johnson. So let's check this out. So the whole fight was a distraction, and Satan does it every single time. See, sometimes the enemy will draw you into a fight, right? Y'all ever notice that?
Yes.
Y'all ever notice how the enemy will draw you into a fight that has nothing to do with your destiny and your purpose?
Yes, sir.
The fight don't have nothing to do with where you're going. How you doing, Ms. Kanye and Ms. Marcia? The fight don't have nothing to do with your destiny and your purpose. And even if you win the fight, you still lose the battle, Mr. DJ, because you were supposed to be focused on one direction. Your face was supposed to be set towards the mark of the calling of God, right? So you won the fight, but you lost the battle.
Mr. Carr, sort of like in the morning, you get up, you're thanking God that you're having a good day.
Come on.
And everything is fine.
Come on.
And then somebody cuts you off.
Come on.
In traffic, and you got to pull by them and cut them back off or cuss them out or do whatever we do.
Come on.
Not realizing the whole purpose was for you to, you know, not have a good day and to come in, you know, come into work a whole nother way. So what I'm saying is that little battle that you won, you
That's right.
you got the best of him, but Satan got the best of you.
That's right. So
you ain't praising God no more thinking.
Ms. Shower asked us to expound on this, y'all. We're talking about distractions to be gone. You got to understand every fight wasn't meant for you to fight.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Fight that you're fighting against your ex wasn't meant for you to fight. Ooh.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The fight that you're fighting in court over that child wasn't meant for you to fight. Because, see, that's an easy... My. See, that's a fight that you shouldn't be fighting. But, Mr. Carr, if I don't fight, who's going to fight for me? Didn't God say he was going to fight your battles? See, God needs you to focus. And, oh, Lord have mercy.
And
you
sure
got to focus and not easily distracted. You done hung up in his face. You done won that little court case. But, see, the thing is, see, oh, Lord, thank you for revelation. You won the fight, but you lost the battle because it still takes two parents to raise a child. So what was the purpose? You won the fight and you got custody and they can't see them. But what was the purpose? That child still loses. So did you not lose the battle? Or won't your pride let you say so?
Yeah.
You was distracted. See, instead of fighting, let's fight in court. Why didn't you fight the court? Why didn't you fight the fight of, by not opening the legs and laying down? That's the fight you should have been fighting by saying, no, I will not.
Ouch.
Ah, Lord, I know that was an ouch, Mr. DJ. I know that was an ouch, because we want to fight the wrong fight. Lord, that works.
Yes,
I'm
we do.
I don't even have no tea, so I'm going to sip some water. Let me sip my little water. It tastes good, too. Ain't that something? Now,
yeah.
See, I ain't getting yups and amens on that one. Where them yups and amens at, no? Not that I need it, because I don't. Huh? Woo, Lord, I knew that was going to come. Huh? Yeah. Even if you win the fight, don't mean that you're going to win the battle. Huh? Because that fight could very well be a distraction. And who set that fight up? You done let Don King set up a fight that God said you shouldn't be fighting in? Y'all, there comes a time in your life that you have to be willing. Now, somebody might get mad at this, Mr. DJ, but you know I'm going to speak the truth. There comes a time in your life that you got to be willing to look like you lost. You got to be willing to look like you weak. You have to be willing to walk away sometimes. Didn't Jesus say, no man took my life, but I laid it down?
Amen.
Yes.
How many people?
And Mr. Carter, the greatest fight is just to be silent.
Come on, Mr. DJ.
You just got to be silent.
Come on, Mr. DJ. What's going on, Willie? Come on, Mr. DJ. In other words, Jesus wasn't distracted by what people would think. We get distracted by what people would think. Remember, the topic is distractions be gone. So in other words, I ain't going to let them do that to me. It's a mentality. I was stuck up in pride. Sometimes you have to be willing to look like you done lost. You have to be willing to look like you weak. Huh? You have to be willing to walk away. Didn't Jesus do it?
Yes, he did.
See, when we operate in pride, that's hard for us to do. So we distracted because pride will pull you away from the things of God. Watch this. Many are called, distractions be gone. Many are called, Mr. DJ, but few are chosen. How can you choose something that is not standing before you? In other words, if you're focused on the things of God, when he calls you, go that way, right? But if you don't go that way, how can he select anything that is not in his presence?
Amen.
So why are we not in God's presence? Because something took our attention and distracted us.
All right.
Huh? Pride? Why do you think the Bible tells us to crucify our pride, get rid of our pride, crucify our flesh on a daily basis? Because we don't start to fight people because of how we feel, pride. And we ain't gonna let, and they ain't gonna make me look stupid. They don't know who I am. Sometimes you got to look like you done lost. Sometimes you got to look like you weak, Sometimes you got to be willing to walk away, right? You got to know who you are, right? Yeah. You got to not only know who you are, but you got to know where you're going, right? See, but what we got to realize, what the enemy is trying to do is distract you. The enemy is trying to, can I tell him, Mr. DJ?
Tell him.
I'm about to tell him. Let me sip on this water right quick because I need to tell you something. Mm-hmm. This is as natural as it gets. I don't put on the front. Distractions be gone. The enemy is trying to distract you with your temper. Mm-hmm. The enemy is trying to distract you with your pride. The enemy is trying to distract you with your anger, with your frustration. This is a big one. It's trying to distract you with your bitterness, huh? The enemy is trying to tell you that, you know, you tough enough. Don't let them talk to you like that. That's a distraction. You woman enough. Don't let another woman come and take you woman enough. You man enough. Don't let them. See, that's a distraction. Huh? Oh, and then even if that don't apply, you know, you say, I refuse to let somebody get the best of me. You don't think that's a distraction? Now, why is that? If that's not a distraction, you say this man crazy, well, why then do we take advantage of a God? Do you get the best of God?
Yes.
And tell me where in the Bible he says, I refuse to let y'all get the best of me. See, God is not distracted by mankind's antics. Oh, my goodness.
Hmm.
Huh? Because Satan go run tell that all day. And Satan go whispering in God's ear, you know they're over there sinning. You know they're over there messing with somebody's wife. You know they're over there chasing money. And God don't let that distract him for what he has for you.
Amen.
Now, if that be God, why can't we imitate God?
Mm. Amen.
Hello? How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Woo, y'all, it gets good, huh? Uh-huh. It gets good. I can't see none of the comments because the computer thing won't let me. But cool, we're going to keep on rolling. Distractions be gone. All right? Mr. DJ.
Yes, sir.
It too shall pass. You can you literally can survive losing the fight just so you can win
the
battle.
And Mr. Carr, you said one key thing that sparked something. Christ gives us, imagine the grocery store like life, and he gives us a shopping list of essential things that he needs for us to bring back to the house. And we go there, if we keep our eyes on that list, we get everything on that list and come back to the house, it won't be no problem. But what happens
right
when you get in the grocery store?
Come on.
You see end caps, you see all kind of, they put all the candy and chips and all the stuff at the checkout line, all that stuff to distract you from stuff they know you ain't got on your list.
Right.
just to get it on out the door. And that's how them old distractions are. They pop up somewhere, everywhere. Anything to take your eyes off what your main focus. Have you ever went into a store? And I'm not talking about Walmart employees, so please, don't take it the wrong way. But you go into Walmart, you can get one thing on your mind. That's all you want is that one thing. Your mind ain't on nothing else. You get that one thing. By the time you get up to the register, next thing you know, you got a basket full or a handful of other stuff that you hadn't planned on coming to get in there. And that's how it is. Your day is set. What you need to do is complete with God. But yet, here come a distraction from here. Here come this person. Here come that person. You know, have you ever noticed when you try to do right, that's when distractions, as long as you're single, don't nobody bother you. Don't nobody mess with you at all.
Uh-huh.
But time you get somebody, time you feel comfortable and saying, this is the person that I want to get to know, and or God that led you to a person. Here come a billion people bothering you. Now all of a sudden they want to talk to you.
All right. All
That's
right.
How distractions are. It never appears when you're by yourself and in God and doing, you know, alone. Once you get in God, and get right, that's here it comes. Here come all the distractions then.
What's going on? What's going on, Thomas? I see y'all there, man. What's going on, Miss Kimberly and Miss Natty? So y'all heard him? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Miss? Okay, so y'all, let's check this out, okay? Now, I got a question for you. Here's a question. Are excuses distractions?
Hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Come on, y'all, let's go through this again. Are excuses distractions? Of course,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're distractions. Yeah, the excuses are distractions. Because if you say it, complete it. That's simple. Excuses are distractions. Hmm? Because we'll make them and we'll say, well, it really did happen. It really did happen, but still it is an excuse. So in other words, we're explaining because we want to soften the blow. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. It really don't matter. Did you or did you not? How you doing, Miss Brandon, Miss Rhonda? Y'all follow me? Are excuses distractions? Absolutely. Right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Y'all, if it don't have your attention, it can't distract you.
Distract you, yes, sir.
Mr. DJ, as much as DJ likes, who you like, Mr. DJ? Diamond from Players Club. Lisa Ray. I had it.
Yes, sir.
Time. But, okay, Mr. DJ likes Lisa Ray, right? If Mr. DJ is sleeping, I can wave a picture of Lisa Ray in front of his eyes. It don't have his attention. If it has your attention, it can distract you. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, you can.
Peter was walking on water just fine, but he got distracted as soon as something got his attention.
Yes.
Watch this. Quick question. Can you be somebody's distraction?
Oh, yes.
Can you be, do you purposely position yourself to be someone's distraction? Do we wear a little something where they can, well, I ain't going to do that because I'm going to stretch my shirt, but y'all know what I'm
saying.
Oh, Lord, come on. Now, we can't be saved and be purposely being somebody's distraction all in the same breath. Lord. Well, I can't help the assets that I have. You can't help them, but you can hide them. It's funny how when you go to church, you hide them, but when you out here, you, man, come on.
All the time.
Oh, Lord, boy, we try to outsmart God, right? Can you be somebody's distraction?
Yes, sir.
Man, Miss Latonya, I want to do this real quickly, because I want to share this with him real quickly, Miss DJ. I have to dive into this. I can't let this one slide. Okay? Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's read that scripture we had already, Miss Latonya. From Luke.
Which scripture? Okay.
Luke,
yes, sir.
51 through 62. Y'all, I want y'all to listen to this. Y'all going to love this. Pay attention to this. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 through 62. This is good because it's talking about distractions. And I want y'all to see distractions when it came to Jesus. Go ahead, Ms. Latonya, real quickly.
Okay. The scripture reads, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But he replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
Good, right there.
Still another. Mm-hmm.
Y'all got it? Look at the distractions. Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Y'all know what Jerusalem was? That's where he had to go get on the cross.
Yes.
In other words, Mr. DJ, if Jesus had not gotten on that cross, we wouldn't even be here today with a chance to see God in heaven. Woo, thank God he ain't fall for the bait, the banana and the tailpipe. Thank God Jesus did not get distracted.
Yes.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Y'all follow me? Y'all with me?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, look at the Bible. It says, he sent his messengers before him in verse 52, and they went out and entered a village of Samaritans, where the Samaritan people were, to make it ready for Jesus. But they didn't welcome Jesus. We get so bent out of faith and we get distracted because we don't like to be rejected by people. The Samaritan people, remember the woman at the well? She was a Samaritan woman. In other words, Jesus invests. We get distracted because we have invested so much in this man and so much in this woman and so much in that opportunity. And then when we don't get our way, the response that we want to call down from heaven and tell God to destroy them. I can't stand men. I can't stand women. God's going to chastise them. God's going to abuse them. You can't. See, that's easily distracted. We distracted now. Because I thought you were supposed to be setting your face towards Jerusalem. I thought God had you on a mission. Oh, it's about to get interesting, people. Huh? Huh?
That's right.
In other words, don't allow the enemy to seduce you with destruction when you already have a date with destiny.
Amen.
That makes sense? Don't allow the enemy to seduce you. Don't allow Satan to distract you when you already have a date with your destiny. Hmm? Jerusalem is your destiny, right? Jerusalem is waiting on you, right? What are you doing? Hmm? Hmm? Watch this, y'all. See, we so easily distracted. God literally has called you. Distractions be gone. God has called you to do so much more in your life. But the thing is, you'll never make it to your promised land, your destiny, your Jerusalem, when you can't get past Samaria. You can't even get past a little bitter fights with people to get to your purpose.
Hmm.
Because we easily distracted. Come on, man. Y'all don't want to hear the truth? I told y'all to share this on your page. I mean, if you love God, go handle your business. The thing is, how can we get to our purpose, our destiny, our Jerusalem, when we keep on having bitter fights over race, when we keep on having bitter fights over money, when we keep on having bitter fights over he said and she said, what you doing? That ain't a distraction?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Ms. Latonya? Y'all, what we doing,
sir.
Huh? Come on, people, talk to me.
Some of us, the car won't even go to church if it's raining. It is a distraction.
Distraction, right?
That's right.
I'll go next Sunday. It's raining now. It rains too hard.
That's where we at, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
But how can we? How can we get to our purpose? How can we get to our destiny when we keep on full, when we're full of distractions?
Hmm.
Hello? Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go a little further there. Okay, so before you even get to your purpose, your destiny, you got to avoid your distraction because it's coming. Mm. Oh, it's coming. You got to get past your Samaria. Jesus got past his.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mr. DJ, you just said it. Sometimes the smartest thing to do is to hold your tongue, to hold your peace. Sometimes
yes.
That's the smartest thing.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Y'all want to hear the truth? Sometimes you have to be willing to look bad on Monday just so you can shout on Friday.
Amen.
Huh? The problem is we so easily distracted because I ain't gonna let nobody abuse me no step of the way. Mama ain't raised no fool. But here's the thing. Neither did God. But Jesus allowed his Monday to look bad so that he can shout when he was raised from the dead. See, the thing is, when you're not easily distracted, you go towards your purpose and your destiny, even if it makes you look bad for the time being, right? Oh, the Bible
That's
says
right.
The best. Okay. The Bible says the best. Come on, y'all. Y'all read this in 1 Peter 5 and 10? Huh? Because we want to clap back all the time. And see, that clap back, in other words, we entertaining fights. And we got a big old battle we preparing for. See, so we get easily distracted, Peter. So what happens in 1 Peter 5 and 10, didn't the Bible says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace himself will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. But the problem is we're so distracted by the small, bitter battles and the fights that we keep on missing the battle.
That's right.
Huh?
So true.
Come on, y'all, say it with me. Huh? Distractions be gone. No room, no time, no energy for no distractions, Mr. DJ.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now, why is this? Y'all want to hear the truth, right? Let's go there. We ain't finished yet, Miss Latonya, Mr. DJ, Since Samaria didn't distract him, y'all with me? We're in Luke, right? Luke chapter 9,
yes.
51 through 62. See, I know a lot of people don't like to hear the Bible. That's when people start falling away. That's cool. But for those people who love to hear the word of God, I'm glad you're still here. Oh, you know, I challenge people. Because as soon as we start talking about God, people are running. But as soon as we talk about their little personal life, they stay. But see, here's the thing. If your little personal life not in your God hands, you're in trouble anyway. See how that goes?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish they had stayed on because I have something that I call them casual Christians. I had something for them if they stayed on. They're casual Christians. I'm going to get to that later in a second. Oh, yeah, it gets good. Oh, it gets good. Y'all know I don't hold my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we hold our tongue when the people in the world don't hold theirs? Who we ain't about to have battles, right? Because we're not distracted. Now, watch this, Mr. DJ. Since Samaria didn't distract Jesus, remember, they rejected Jesus, but he didn't get distracted because he had to go to Jerusalem, right? Y'all with me?
That's right.
Okay, cool.
Yes, sir.
Since Samaria didn't distract Jesus, and calling down fire from heaven didn't distract Jesus, because James and John said, they rejected you. Let me call down from heaven to destroy them. See, two things didn't distract him. Their rejection, he was used to rejection. When Jesus, before he was even born, didn't Mary get rejected from going into an inn? He was born in the manger. So rejection, the devil don't know no new tricks, people. Huh? He can't create nothing. He can only imitate.
That's right.
So in your life, watch it come around full circle. Don't be distracted. You done seen this before. Don't let the enemy distract you. You done seen this. Why lose your way right now?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Come on, man. This is good. I love it. If nobody else don't, Mr. DJ, I do. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
So, Jesus didn't get distracted by Samaria because they rejected him. Jesus didn't get distracted by James and John because they wanted to start a fight. And why start a fight when we got a battle? We got to go take care of him in Jerusalem. So why am I over here fighting? I don't want to do that. So here comes this guy that says, I want to follow you wherever you go. Y'all about to love this. He told Jesus, I want to follow you wherever you go. I'm with you. I'm down for you. You my dog. I'm going all the way with you. If you go jump, I'm a jump. If you swing, I'm a swing. Y'all didn't see this before in your life? Y'all about to catch this revelation. Distractions will be gone.
Yeah.
He done survived two distractions. Look at the third one. Now somebody saying, I'm going to go with you wherever you go. Watch this. Come on, let's read the Bible. Luke chapter 9, verse 56. Come on, Ms. LaTonya, where you at?
Verse 56 says, then he and his disciples went to another village.
Come on, go ahead.
As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go.
He said, I'm going to follow you wherever you go, Jesus. That's what he said, right, Mr. DJ?
That's right.
Y'all watch this. Distractions be gone. Catch what I'm about to tell you now. Jesus turned and looked at this man and said, look, player, foxes have holes. Birds have nests.
Yes.
But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Watch this. Distractions be gone. Watch this. In other words, following me ain't easy.
Right.
I missed that.
Yes.
In other words, I don't need no distractions. You know how people say, I want to marry you. But see, what they don't know is marry you ain't easy because you live a life for God. You don't have time for play. Lord, have mercy. See, somebody wants to date you. Yeah, let's talk about it. They want to date you, but what they don't know is that you follow God. And see, I don't have time for pity-patty dating. See, if you're going to date me, it's going to get real. And dating, Lord have mercy, dating me ain't easy.
That's right.
So I ain't easy because I'm not easily distracted. Here's the thing. See, I don't have time for excuses. I don't have time for little small fights. I don't have time for people saying they're going to follow me when they don't even follow God.
That's right.
They missed that, Mr. DJ.
Yes,
somebody
sir.
Missed. The reason why we got into these fraudulent relationships is because we have yet to follow God. We got easily distracted, and we was enamored by what people do for us and not what they are.
Amen.
Watch this.
So
the man said, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, what up, player? Wherever you go, I'm down with you. You know, see, Murray made that song talking about down for my, but I'm with you, Jesus. Jesus said, the foxes have holes, birds have nests, but see, I'm the Son of Man. I don't have a place to lay my head. Following me ain't going to be easy. Right? Y'all didn't catch that? In other words, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but he has no places to lay his head. In other words, Jesus is teaching his followers something. Y'all catch this now. Distractions be gone. Followers of Jesus, listen to this. He's teaching us at this very moment that we were not meant to fit into this world. When you don't have a place to lay your head, that means you. The world wasn't customized for you. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't even have a place to lay his head. That means you shouldn't be distracted by being rejected because you wasn't meant to fit in this world.
Lord. Amen. Yes, sir.
Come on, they're missing it. You don't have to amen it. Go ahead, be quiet. Just tap your feet there. Just tap your feet.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Because when the word of God is real, shit, something on the inside of you jump. I don't need the amen, but something on the inside of you got to move. If this is the word of God and the word of God is in you, how can they not connect?
Amen.
Go ahead and sit down and be zombified, Lazarus. We're going to wake you.
Okay.
We're going to wake you up. Jesus was teaching that his followers were not meant to fit in this world. Y'all, if the enemy can distract you, he can deceive you.
Yes.
Write it
yes,
down.
He can.
If the
Amen.
Enemy can distract you, he can deceive you. Write it down. Let me get to the part that I wanted to get to. And so now we have a religion called casual Christianity. A lot of them hung up too quick because I wouldn't do this. See, we have casual Christians. We're talking about distractions to be gone. Good. Whew. Huh? How you get rid of distractions? Start speaking the word of God, definitely. Come on.
Amen.
Y'all, casual Christians are just like casual relationships. Anybody ever had a casual relationship, but they want the things that a marriage have, but they casual with you?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. DJ, they don't want to talk about it, Mr. DJ. I'm going to talk about it, though.
Okay.
Anybody ever had a casual relationship? They want to be casual in public and really close behind closed doors?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be sensitive because they got kids on the phone, too. So I ain't going to say it like I would say it to the adults. Huh? Right. But y'all... That's the equivalence of a casual Christian. Distractions be gone. Watch this now. Casual Christians want, Mr. DJ, they want a little bit of Jesus in their life. They don't want a whole lot of Jesus. They want a little bit of Jesus. You know, like a casual relationship. I just want to hang out. Y'all about to catch this now. Watch what I'm
they just
going
want the F.
Oh, yeah. They just want a little bit of Jesus. In other words, the casual Christian don't want to change. They don't want Jesus to change their life. Huh? They just want Jesus to ride with them just in case they run into a little trouble.
Yes.
Oh, no, Jesus. Mm-hmm. The Catholic Christian Jesus don't want you to have their life. You can't have their life, Jesus. They'll just come visit you on Sundays and whenever they need a little prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the casual Christian. Not the person who's all in. The casual Christian. Casual Christians are easily distracted. Oh, see, the casual Christian is not willing to fully commit to the relationship with God. But they'll date Jesus. They just don't want to marry Jesus. Huh? You know, the casual person will date you. They just don't want to marry you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all, boy, distractions be gone. We talking about distractions, y'all. The casual Christian wants to hang out with Jesus, and they'll give Jesus a little praise sometimes, but they never want to fully invest in Jesus.
There you go.
Okay.
Now watch where I'm about to go with. Didn't I tell you foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head? See, we easily distracted when we don't understand this principle. Watch this. Watch this. Casual Christians keep trying to find where they fit in the world. They're trying to find where they fit in the world. But Jesus has made it clear that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but your home is not of the world. It's not in the world. When you're a full Christian, you really get it. So you're not easily distracted by people rejecting you because I wasn't supposed to be here in the first place.
Amen.
Somebody
yes,
missed.
Indeed.
The casual Christian trying to see where they fit in. I can't find my purpose in life. What you mean you can't find? What has distracted you? You trying to fit in, so now all of a sudden, we wear stuff to fit in. We say certain things to fit in. We do all type of things to fit in this world, a world that Jesus has already told us you were meant to fit in. But the casual Christian don't understand that because they only want to date Jesus, not marry him. In other words, they only want to read the Word of God, not live the Word of God. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The casual Christian is easily distracted. You know, like the casual person that was trying to date you, they easily distracted. That's why another woman got them. But they wasn't yours in the first place, so don't worry about if they left. You just don't be distracted because you wasn't meant in this anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, man, it gets better, y'all. Can I go a little deeper, Mr. DJ, if you don't mind? Can I go a little deeper, y'all? Give me 5 minutes. Look, let me go a little deeper. Why are we talking about distractions be gone, right? I hope y'all ready for this, right? So the happiness that everybody has promised you, casual Christian, you know all them people in the world and promise you a whole bunch of happiness. That man promised you happiness. That job promised you happiness. Your boss promised you happiness. That woman promised you happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them fully delivered on that.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't give you happiness because they don't have happiness to give it to.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
They couldn't fully deliver on the promise because they don't have it. You understand it? I'm going to make you understand in a second. Watch this. You can't make me do nothing. How we can't make you do nothing, but the devil can make you act a fool? It's my question.
No.
Passion speaking home. Watch this. Oh. Ooh. God says it this way. I never intended for you to find that kind of joy that you're looking for in this world. So why are you distracted? I never intended for you to find that type of joy that you're looking for in this world. So why are you distracted by his car, his money? Why are you distracted by her credit score, how good she can cook, how fine she is? Why are you distracted with how much of a man you think he is and you're missing the purpose?
Yes. Indeed.
God says, I never intended for you to find that kind of joy that you're looking for. You won't find it in this world. Because if you found it, watch this, Mr. DJ, I told you I wanted to go deeper. Because if you found it in the world, you wouldn't be God. Let me say it again.
That's right.
If you found that type of happiness in the world, you wouldn't seek God. And the Bible said those who diligently seek his face. Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes.
When you seek the face of God, you're not distracted by what man throws your way. If Peter was seeking God's face, the storm would have never distracted him.
Right.
Remember, we always say this joy that I have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. So good. That means you shouldn't be easily distracted by people who try and give you joy. You can't find the type of joy that you need to have in the world. It's in God. That's why God wants you to seek his face. Because if you found it in the world, you would never seek him.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Come on, can I tell y'all what King David said?
Yes.
I don't know what King David said. In thy presence, there is fullness of joy. Oh, distractions be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I only find joy in God's presence. See, someone is trying to find the fullness of joy in their house. Can I speak on it? Somebody trying to find the fullness of joy, and see, they're easily distracted. They're trying to find it in a woman. Can I speak on it? Somebody trying to find the fullness of joy in a man. They're trying to find it in a job. They're trying to find it in their salary. Somebody's trying to find the fullness of joy in a Facebook like. Click, click.
Because
we'll put stuff out there just to get a like, but you're easily distracted.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And see, the thing is, you done heard a lot. But everybody who's offering you fullness of joy, they lying to you. Because I can't offer you what God can offer you. So please don't listen. I can't tell you I can offer it to you. I can only tell you who can. Remember, the Bible said if you lift me up. See, I'm not going to distract you. I'm going to give you what you need, not to distract you. God is the only thing I can give you. That's the only thing that I can give you to make you happy. That's it. Y'all missing it?
Yeah.
Huh? If you really going to be a Christian, huh? And we talk about distractions, be gone. Uh-huh. If you're really going to be a Christian and a follower of God, you have to live with this thing I like to call misplacement. Y'all want to know what misplacement is?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
You know, some people say misunderstood, but we call it misplacement. If you're going to be a follower, a child of God, you understand that you cannot be distracted easily. And the reason why I'm not distracted easily, because I know what it is to be misplaced.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mr. DJ is getting good now. In other words, misplacement is a perpetual state of knowing that I don't fit in. This is why the Bible says to be in the world, but not out, not of the world. In other words, I know I don't fit here. So you can't distract me by rejecting me, because I was rejected when he created me, because I wasn't meant to be here in the first place.
Yeah. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Huh? You can't distract me by me not being in a clique. You can't distract me by me not being popular. You can't distract me by me not being the most handsome or you being the most beautiful. You can't distract me by me not being a part of your group. You can't distract me by me not being in the club. You cannot distract me. Listen, my own family can't distract me, because, you see, some people's family distract them because mom and daddy has rejected you when God has accepted you. See, just because you're not fully accepted in your family don't mean that you should be walking and hiding your head and crying. See, that's part of the plan. You don't fit in your neighborhood and you distracted. Oh, well, I just don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fit in.
That's right.
Huh? Foxes have holes, birds have nests. Son of man has no place to fit in. He don't even have a place to lay his head, but it wasn't meant to fit in. In other words, y'all can't distract me, because God made you to fit him, not you to fit into the world. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Can I go a little deeper, Mr. DJ? Huh?
Yes, sir, please do.
Huh? Y'all listen to this. Listen now. See, the man who wanted to follow Jesus, Miss Latonya, can you read verse 57 again? Luke chapter 9, verse 57. Y'all catch this. Watch this.
Yes, sir. Verse 57 says, as they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go.
Y'all see it? People going to tell you, they going to follow you wherever you go, Mr. DJ. My brother DJ, women, people going to tell you, baby, I'll give you anything. I'm going to follow you wherever you go. I'll drink your bath water.
Mm.
I'm saying what people say. Y'all know it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Don't be easily distracted. Watch this. It's funny how the man wanted to follow Jesus. He said, I'll follow you wherever you go. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
And that's when Jesus said, foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And then Jesus turned to another man and said, follow me. Now, Jesus called out the phony one, because he said, you're not ready to follow me. But look, he told another man, hey, you, come follow me. Y'all heard that question I said was, are excuses distractions? Look at the man say. But he said to the Lord, suffer me first to go. In other words, allow me to go bury my father. He wasn't ready. See, a lot of us have that mentality because we make excuses. In other words, God, I'm under construction. But what is the excuse when you at your last hour? This ain't no excuse, people. We can't allow distractions. How long are you going to be under construction is the question.
Yes.
Watch this. Hold on. Y'all didn't catch what I was saying, Mr. DJ. Oh, no, I'm about to go there, Mr. DJ. Well, I'm glad I got everybody's attention.
Mm-hmm.
See, the man who, huh? I'm going to say it. The man who wanted to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know this is true? Huh? The man saw Jesus as a position. He didn't see Jesus as a person. Ooh, I'm about to say it. Distractions be gone. The man saw Jesus as a position, not as a person. Mr. DJ, how many people see you in a big position and now they want to follow you, but they don't see you as a person? Woo, come on, women. How many are on your side when you got it going on and you got the position? And so now you strive to get the position so you can get followers. But what if you didn't have the body? What if you didn't look that way? What if you didn't have the intelligence? Would they follow you?
Okay.
Y'all missing it. Distractions be gone. In other words, not only are there distractions, you don't even catch it. Because, see, they tried to follow Jesus. This man tried to follow Jesus based on his position, not that he's a person. This man saw a position, not a person. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You know how many people say, I want a wife? See, I don't want nobody who just want a wife. See, you know how many people say, I want a husband? See, I refuse to date, even consult, have a conversation with a woman who just wants a husband. If you don't want the man, if you don't want Mr. Cross specifically, we need not talk. Because, see, people want the position. In other words, they want the title of husband. They want a husband, but they don't want specifically you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mr. DJ, they missing it. Distractions be gone.
I got a question for you, Mr. Cross. And maybe
what you got,
can ask everybody, can a pastor be a distraction?
Yeah, of course he can. He can be a distraction, but it's not his fault, because especially if it's not his intent. It can be their distraction because they're looking at him as a position and not as a person. In other words, he's just delivering the word of God. See, the pastor becomes a distraction when you say my pastor said instead of what you saying my God said. Why are you using a middleman as your source?
Amen.
Oh, Lord. You know why it's a distraction? Because as soon as you fall out of love with pastor, you don't even go to church no more. Distraction. Y'all know I'm going to say it. But let me get back to what I was saying. So this man who said, I'm going to follow you, Jesus, was looking at Jesus as a position, not a person. See, when people see you as an opportunity, position, when they see you as an opportunity, they stop talking to you like a person, and they start talking to you. In other words, watch this. I get it all the time. Because, see, people see me as a position, as an opportunity. Ooh, you do personal training. So, Mr. DJ, distraction, see, but I'm not easily distracted. So they say, when can I? And it's all about the training, but they don't want to know the individual. Woo! I'm going to speak on it. Come on. They want to know about the training. They want to look at the opportunity of free training. Ooh, but they don't want to know nothing about the person. Ooh, Lord. Yes, you're right, Miss Tiana. Yes, indeed. I'm going to talk on it. Yes, indeed. Huh? See, they want the opportunity to lay with you as a woman, but they don't want to know you as a person. They just see every curve on your body. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Let's talk about it. You can't be easily distracted. When people see you as a position and not as a person, they would not talk to you like a person. They'll talk to you like an opportunity. So what are we going to do today about my situation? Ooh, Lord. And here's the problem. He ain't the only one who said, I'll follow Jesus, but Jesus not easily distracted. He did it then, and we still do it today, because we only go to God as an opportunity, as a position. We don't see God as a person. In other words, if you had a real relationship, why is it that you only go to him when you're stuck and in trouble and not talk to him like a person? See, we only go to God when we run into trouble. Opportunist.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. They don't want to hear that truth, huh?
Preaching in the way.
Mr. DJ, distractions be gone. Jesus ran the first one off. He told the second one to follow him, but the second one came with excuses. Ain't that
stuff
right.
Now?
Yes.
Y'all, don't be easily distracted by people viewing you as a position, or shall I say as an opportunity. Because, see, some people just want to be married. They don't view you as a woman. They don't view you as a man. They just want the marriage. And your position or the fact that you're single is an opportunity, and you seem to be decent.
Yes.
Don't be distracted, because you may have biased remorse that may end up in the book. Let us go ahead and pray, Mr. DJ.
Yes, bow your head, close your eyes, touch and agree with us, open up your heart. Heavenly Father, we come to you saying thank you. Thank you for this call and for the knowledge that has been bestowed upon us, this call. Father, bless everybody under the sound of my voice. Help us stay on the path, Father, and not get easily distracted. We give you all of the credit, Father, and we love you. May something being said manifest and grow upon us, but not by any shape, form, or credit of ourselves, but to lift you up, Father. You said if we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto you. We ask these blessings in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, y'all have a great night. Remember, distractions, be gone. All right? Okay? Distractions, be gone. Y'all don't be easily distracted. Stop having little small fights when you got a whole battle you got to tend to. Okay? Y'all have a great night. Make sure you catch us on Wednesday for Bible study, 225-364-0211. And also make sure you catch us on next Monday. Okay? And if y'all get a chance, we on this 225-364-0211 number Sunday at 8 a.m. All right? But we'll see you next Monday for sure. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.